This is a new style episode where our producer Patty has brought in some topics that we have no idea about, and we're going to see whether we can meet in the middle on them. Quick ones. And if we do feel passionate about one of these topics, we're going to dive into it deeper at a later episode.
We went on such a roller coaster in this episode. We covered some of them intense topics.
To be honest, I can't believe Patty brought some of those things up.
They were full on.
Wow, we're really getting to know our producer behind the scenes.
I know, some were lighter, but some were heavy as well.
Yeah, one of them I was just like, are you kidding, Josiah?
Yeah, but that's what people want to know and talk about. They're all in the news, so why not go for it?
All right, let's get into it.
Hello and welcome to In the Middle of the Podcast with Josiah and Renee.
This is a podcast exploring, well, the fact that we all have very different opinions. Not one of us is the same, but so often we come into unhealthy habits and ideas and conversations, even cancel culture.
You and I found that we're very good mates.
Are we?
We have very different values, beliefs, lifestyles as well, Renee, but you and I somehow make it work.
Yeah, we haven't cancelled each other yet, but in 2024, we're back each week, every Monday, with a new episode exploring topics that society's putting down.
And we would love your help. Download every episode. That does help us. Rate us however you feel. 5 stars is better than 1, but you do you, boo.
All right, let's go.
Hey, thank you so much for last week's feedback on that intense episode. Have you recovered, Renee?
Oh my God. I think it's a really interesting topic and we learn a lot. People learn a lot, but can people just chill out?
Oh, I know. Relax.
Like, we value hard conversations. This is why we have this podcast.
Hey, we have microphones on and you're just getting an insight into our relationship.
Oh, yeah. Because this is like daily chats with us.
Yeah. That's how we talk. So I thought, why not turn the mics on? Doesn't mean it's advice. Relax, you losers. No, I'm kidding. Not the people listening. They're not losers. But like the other people.
Don't call our listeners losers.
The people that comment on some videos that don't know it's a podcast. They're losers.
You.
I want to talk Sicarick really quickly. Let's get into it. Well, now you never got to wonder what they're going to pick, because this is Sicarick. First of all, Ariana Grande, a couple of weeks ago, have you seen her new hairstyle, her new look, her new accent, whatever she's doing there? Are you sick or ick Ariana Grande's a new look?
Well, considering she's got pretty severe mental health issues, I don't want to say ick.
So do you think it's good or not?
Yeah, I think it's...
You think she's hot
think
right
she's
now?
Sick. Yeah, sure.
You think it's hot?
Yeah.
Not as hot as before, though, because that is the most...
She's exploring herself, and I think that is sick.
You're basically going, sick, like real quietly.
It's sick,
okay, I'll roll with that. Okay. All right, here we go. This is an interesting one. We could almost do a whole podcast episode. Our digital producer, Patty's in the studio as well.
Hello, thank you for having me.
You might need to write this one down. Hugh Hefner, Playboy Mansion.
Oh my God, we have to do an episode on this.
His ex-wife speaking out about it.
Yeah, I'm obsessed.
Stuff like,
do you know I grew up watching this? Sick.
No.
Not him, but...
Playboy Mansion,
my favorite
Hugh Hefner.
Series ever.
Hugh Hefner, sick or ick.
Ick. That's icky.
But, okay, this is what I want to know, and I'll ask this to you when we talk about it. Playboy Mansion, so you're saying he's it because it's gross, because it's derogatory to women, but then this is where your people become undone is...
Okay, not evil.
Sorry to put you all in the box, but you're pretty all the same. Isn't it like a bit of female empowerment as well? So it's like, which one are you?
Let's talk about another episode.
Yeah, I'd love to. I don't know myself. Yeah. I just want to know from you. And thirdly, here we go. Some pilots recently came out. I think it was Lufthansa, the European airline.
And
they've all said they're sick of catering to different meals on planes, right?
Oh.
So they've come out and said they want to start charging people, right?
For meals on planes. I'm sick of eating dog food on planes.
No. Wait. Not for normal meals. For people that are different. So if you're halal, if you're vegan,
you're already paying $2,000.
If you're
just
fat,
sort
and you want
it
two,
out.
Three meals.
It's a dietary requirement. Should we start charging people because they're overweight and they don't fit in the seat?
Yeah, no. Yes, we should. If they're that fat, yes. If they're like huge, like 2 seat size fat, yeah, we should. But back to what you just said. The reason they said this is because like in a flight overseas flight with 1,000 people on board, they're having to do it for up to 250 different meals.
Cater.
But that's why they're saying flights are delayed and it's taking a lot more time.
Oh, okay. So you think we get there quicker? We bear away
halal,
our food.
Halal, vegan,
look,
all your people.
I always bring my own food on the plane because I'm not eating processed shit.
You
care about labels? You should be the same. I'm always bringing a salad, popcorn, protein balls.
You do that and you're actually solving the problem. I find you sick.
Oh, thank you so much. I am sick.
Let's get into
in
it.
In this jacket.
What is that jacket, by the way?
I thrifted it.
Definitely. That is definitely real. That is not vegan.
That's sick. All right. Let's welcome to the studio our digital producer, Patty. And this is a new format. We're going to get Patty, maybe if this works, we'll do this more often, to list 20 things. We haven't seen this list. Full disclosure. We have no idea what's on it.
A lot of pressure on Patty.
No.
You said if this works.
Well, if
so if we never do this again, Patty, it means you suck.
Means you're
if you guys, If you guys see me gone from the show, I have been sent to my home planet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, right. Hey, Patty, you can't go wrong here. So what do we do? So Patty has what and we say what?
Okay. So Patty's got it's kind of like cigarette, but in a longer form. And we're going to do a quick, will we meet in the middle on agreeing on that or not?
Okay. This is almost like a planning meeting. Because if there's
things. Yeah, almost.
And if something comes from this, we can.
Do a full
out. So welcome to our planning meeting.
Yeah, but do you know what I like? Because we're
we
always.
We decide there's nothing.
No, because we're always pressed for time and podcast out. You know, we have to be like strict to time and stuff like that sometimes. There might be something on this list that I want to talk about for 10 minutes.
Well, we can do an episode on it. Just
But sometimes the conversation
just
goes.
This is behind the scenes of our relationship in the planning sessions that Josiah is frustrated.
So we have to get through 20?
I'm not the mom.
We've got 10 minutes, buddy.
Okay.
What's that? That's 30
Don't
seconds.
Rush our audience.
Let's see how many we can get through.
Right, yeah.
Here are the questions. Let's go.
Okay. It's a game show.
Oh boy.
But hands on buzzers.
Yeah. Can we keep scores?
Yeah. We will definitely keep scores.
What we, let's keep scores.
Oh,
what
we
will meet in the middle
sure.
on.
Sure.
Yeah, that's
okay,
good.
Let's
okay.
Do it.
I like
beautiful.
It.
All right. First up, the vape ban with importer loopholes. Now, with the vape ban incoming, there are loopholes allowing nicotine-free vapes to be imported. However, the Therapeutic Goods Administration have found 92% of seized products advertised as nicotine-free contain nicotine.
Yeah.
Vapes have got to go. Like,
yeah, I would rather, bang, we're on, yes. We've met in the middle. I would rather, this is quite controversial actually, I'd rather advocate for cigarettes than vapes.
Oh, I mean, from a sustainability perspective, probably, because less plastic, but
fully.
I'd rather barrack for none of them.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Sorry, yeah. I should say that, yeah. But cigarettes, we've got long-term proof of what they do. So you smoke, I know this is going to happen. Vapes, we have no idea.
Okay, 1 point. We met in the middle.
Wow,
great.
Well done.
Well done. All right. Next up, bit of a pop culture adjacent one.
Sure.
Race change in movies. For example, Nick Fury in the Avengers movie, traditionally a white character upon his creation, however, now being played by Samuel L. Jackson. We had the Little Mermaid movie from last year where they recast what was traditionally a white.
I interviewed her.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So, got the insight.
Okay, for this one, unless we want to get cancelled, there's only one answer. And this is my true answer, that I'm all for it. It's just new. It's adaptability.
Nah.
You can see in your face if this is on video. That just says...
Nah. Hit and miss. It depends what it is.
Think there should be new movies written and introduced with more inclusivity?
Thank you, right? So
no,
James
that's
Bond.
Not my
no, no,
opinion.
Okay,
that's not
no,
my
no.
Opinion.
Okay, so James Bond, right?
Should be a chick.
If he is in the books and the traditional storyline, a white male, leave it at that, right? Don't force in a black male unless it's part of the thing. Don't force in a female Bond. Don't do it, right? Hear me out, and this is how I will uncancel myself, right?
You can't.
Do a new thing. Why does it have to be
because
James Bond?
Because Disney wrote these movies.
But do another thing. Okay. Be like a similar storyline to James Bond, but call it anything you want.
No, because nostalgia's bad.
And have whatever you want.
We are not going to agree. Put a big X next to that one.
I don't.
We've got our first fight.
It frustrates me that.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
you don't need to.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Anyway. Next up, we have the normalization of alcohol and drug use in Australian culture. It's become quite normal within this culture for, you know, I'm not pointing, fingers, not naming names. No.
I'll point it
But you know, like, you know, there's that kind of like that guy culture of like, oh, let's go out to the pub. You know, someone's got a bag.
So what do you mean,
or like
the normalization?
Stoner culture.
Yeah,
so like, you know, for example, here's a better example: alcohol consumption. You know, overseas, alcohol is so cheap and easy to access. Well, over
so
here,
should we have big tax on it as we do?
Yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is the normalization of, you know, alcohol consumption and drug consumption
I had this,
in this
country. I know what you're saying, Patty. I had this conversation with a mate on the weekend. The boys all go to the pub, like, and it's just become it's almost like a lifestyle thing.
Yeah.
You go to the pub to punt, smash beers, do drugs
I'm
after
I'm never
going to
meet
go
you middle
like
on addiction and gambling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say ick.
Ick? Yeah, because you don't really
drink
much.
No, sorry, it's not sick or ick. I'm going to say, my lifestyle. Yeah.
So we agree that it shouldn't be so normal.
But
how
I love
take drugs now.
Don't
get,
I love going to a pub and I love having
but
a beer
for like a meal and like a conversation, a game, maybe
of
a bit
course.
Of trivia.
I'm not a big gambler, but if we, you know, with a mate at the pub and you want to put $10 on a sport, whatever it is, I'm not. No. I'm just saying. If you have your moments, like I love when I went to Vegas, I love to put money in the pokies. I don't do that every week.
Yes.
I don't like boys that think it's cool that every single Friday you have to go and
Thank
do it.
You.
Where you, it's a lifestyle.
2 points. Why are we clapping in everything?
It is fun though. We'll also throw that.
Okay.
Next up, we have private schools receiving public funding. In the last 10 years, funding for independent schools has increased 34.4%. Catholic funding has increased 31.17%, while government school has only increased 16.92%.
Okay. So wait, the governments are funding the private schools more than the public. That's interesting.
That's not on.
That has to be under the table.
I think private schools altogether got to go.
They don't.
I mean, I would never send a kid to an all-girls private school or like an all-guys private school.
I would send to private school, but co-ed. Okay. I wouldn't send to elite private school,
though. What are we meeting in the middle on here?
I'm going to say elite. Yeah, we've gone, this is a private school chat.
Yeah.
Elite private schools, most of them turn out wankers.
Yeah, well, we just don't know how to do a chore.
I'm talking elite, though.
No, I'm not saying that.
A lie. I've got friends that do. Some of my best mates are from there. I should be very careful.
Back to the thing. Are we agreeing that they should get funding? I think yes. Like, every person has the right to have education, and good facilities. But I think those stats concern me, that private's getting more than public.
You pay for the privilege, though. So
yeah, but why is the government then funding? Shouldn't the parents be funding?
Probably because all under the table stuff.
Oh God. Okay.
The government
great
getting,
stats though.
Yeah, you get your private schools helping the government, going, "We'll give you this if you give us this."
Yeah.
That's what I.
Maybe they're just trying to pay for more smarter politicians, because clearly.
That's where most of them probably will come.
Help us, help our future.
Do you know what this will do though, Patty? Thinking about it, cause a bigger divide.
Okay. So do we agree on this?
We'll make the public school people become more public school-esque and the private school become more elite.
We don't want.
See? We are dividing as a society, though. And this
let's
is
bring us
why.
Back together.
Okay. Did we meet in the middle
there? Yeah, we agree. They shouldn't get this much funding.
Yeah, I would definitely consider you two in the middle.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Next one. We have children obsessed with beauty products. There's been a recent trend where children are creating TikToks and social media content where they're engaging in, oh, look at this product I got, this face cleanser. But all these companies these influencers are coming out saying, guys, it's not made for your young skin. Nah. This is literally dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, not it. Like, anyone under 16 shouldn't be.
Now, can I ask something? Are these kids in these videos by themselves? Or is their mum in it with them?
Well, what about their dad?
Or dad, sorry. Or are they...
From the few examples I've seen, it's mostly them on their own.
That's uncomfortable.
Kids under 16 on social media like that and doing makeup, no thanks.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think it's like phones. I wasn't allowed a phone until
I couldn't even
shave
my legs till I was 13. Honey,
remember those
don't
rules?
Don't look at my legs; they're shaved. Did you ever freeze a patty?
Aren't you vegan?
What do you mean?
Aren't you meant to not shave your legs or whatever?
No, don't put me. Are you a man?
Yeah. What am I meant to shave?
I don't know.
No, seriously. Well, I didn't have a show us your legs. There. Can I see?
All right, moving on. Next question.
I know, they're fresh.
Always.
All right. Next up, we have the recent police being uninvited from Mardi Gras.
God, we've really turned the table from hairy legs to...
Baddie's gone bang.
to say the least. So a New South Wales police officer has allegedly taken the life of his former boyfriend and new partner using a police-issued weapon.
Obviously, when this episode comes out, there might be further development on the case. But based on that information, Josiah, what are your thoughts? They uninvited the whole police, but then they re-invited them to march?
They did. They initially said, please don't come. But then they said, you can come, but not in uniform.
I haven't invested myself in this story too much, but on the outskirt... I don't think you should let one thing affect a big thing. So I feel like let that be that. You shouldn't ban anyone from anything.
I think it was so close to it that it was like such a touchy subject. And being like, Mardi Gras is like, you never want to feel like you're being exposed or watched or a threat. I think uninviting them completely wasn't the right thing to do. But I do think that asking them not to be in uniform was probably a safer option for all.
I agree with that.
But I agree.
I would have just... said nothing and let it be.
Yeah, because you're a straight white male.
Nothing to do with that.
But if you're vulnerable and there's police there overwatching you and judging you, sure.
So you're saying that, but the police protecting? Because the police often have their own float. I thought that's what you meant. Like that.
Yeah.
Is it the police actually on the side of the street protecting, or is it
the
police?
They're allowed to protect.
Okay, so they're the ones.
They're not allowed to march. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, you might have police people that are gay and are queer as well. So,
now they're not allowed.
So you're agreeing or disagreeing?
I don't want to sit in the middle because then it makes me look.
Okay, can we skip next?
I'm going to say on the outskirts, I think they should have probably let it be and just brought light
agree.
Too much.
We don't agree there. Don't give us a point.
All right, next up, Scott Morrison's final speech, Scott Morrison being our former Prime Minister, has recently announced he is leaving politics. For his very last speech, he took the opportunity to reference Taylor Swift songs and wear a friendship bracelet. Oh,
look, he's whoever changed. His team is, they're doing a great job. That's all I'm going to say. I think, yeah, like whatever, ScoMo, not for me,
I prefer,
personally. But
I didn't mind him when he first came in.
But he's topical, he's relevant.
Of course.
I will put this out there, though. Is it poor taste given his poor reception in the last few years?
I think he's trying to, like...
I'm just like, honey, a bit late to be topical and
yeah,
cool.
I think...
You missed your boat.
With him... He handled the pandemic wrong in my eyes. He wasn't a strong enough
That's
leader.
That's not the question.
Oh, is that we're not right? The speech? Oh,
of course you make everything about the vaccine.
I don't like the speech. No, it's cringe.
Okay.
Mate.
Okay, don't agree.
I know you got daughters, but mate, just be a bloke. Just say it as it is. Just say
just
goodbye.
Just be a bloke. Oh, yuck.
No, but like, be a man. You've got to be
no.
a man sometimes.
Be topical. Be feminine. Be like, have emotion.
That's fine, but you don't need to quote Taylor Swift in his goodbye speech.
That's
be a man.
That's what he's
Thanks
he's
for having me.
Scenes.
Sayonara. It's been fun. Okay. Sorry I let you down during the COVID. Everything. I didn't know what
my
I was
God.
Doing.
If you care about COVID, go back and listen to last week's episode. It's just like, goes.
Yeah.
Next up, Julian Assange's extradition. Do we bring him home or punish him? Obviously, being the founder of WikiLeaks, being responsible for...
Josiah knows exactly what you're talking about. Don't you worry about that. Look
but
at him.
But look, if for those playing at home who aren't aware, leaked a lot of classified government information, released information that otherwise wouldn't have been known to the public.
Mm-hmm.
He has since been held captive, and the US are trying to... The US are trying to get him in to punish him. The Australian government, however, is trying to get him back home.
Finally.
Okay.
It's taken him a while.
You think he should bring him home?
Yeah, and look after him. He's one of us. And he wasn't leaking things. I mean, it was classified things. Some of the things we probably don't need to know, but there's some things. He exposed governments for being dodgy.
Mm.
So he's actually... To some, many people, a hero.
Yeah,
and
but
he's
the
getting
government don't like that.
No, of course not, because he published secret FBI documents and stuff
which
like that.
Which he shouldn't have done. That's breaking the law.
It
but
is,
also, like,
but
if
some
he's
things we need
trying
to
be
a
good
aware
person,
of. They're
I don't know that
us.
Much about it, so I'm going to say, like, let's bring him home and reassess on home ground.
Yeah, he would be hailed a hero. Also, like, he should be almost prime minister for what he
Wow,
yeah.
okay. So yeah. we're going to agree, bring him home.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, great. And,
what number are we up to?
We're up to number 10.
Oh, Patty, this has gone way too long.
Why don't we?
Sorry, you need to talk less.
I'm going
to
do, yeah. Seriously.
Okay, we'll get to number 10 and then we'll
part
do
two,
the next yeah, part 10. Two, coming soon.
Thanks for working hard, Patty.
Oh, no, not a problem.
You're doing a
all
great
right.
job at doing this game show.
Oh, I'm
you should
gonna
be a host.
I'm going to be the next Bert Newton, just wait.
Yeah.
Oh,
we should
too
do this.
Soon, gone too soon.
Oh, yeah,
rest in peace.
Right.
He was great and wicked.
Like him, Patty. Don't even go there.
He didn't say he did.
No, but it's like he referred to himself as Bert Newton.
Okay. Okay, last one.
Last one. The CEO of Kellogg's has come out and saying families on low incomes should eat cereal for dinner to save money. Now, a lot of consumers have come out and naturally... sorry, I'm meant to be unbiased. A lot of consumers have come out and, said, no, we shouldn't have to do this. Is it out of touch to suggest people should be eating cereal if they're in the middle of financial struggle?
Look, I think it's a marketing thing, but then does that deter the rich? Like, I don't want to be eating like poor food.
Have you ever been there?
What?
When you were young, your parents
Absolutely.
Said just have cereal for dinner? Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I used to have Weet-Bix for dinner all the
time.
Yeah,
delicious.
Yeah, save money.
Yeah.
Mum couldn't be, I can't remember why. I'm presuming she didn't want to cook us beans or bolognese.
No
for third
comment
night
from
in
me.
A row. Get your mouth shut, Renee. But you've eaten breakfast for dinner because you had to.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that this is. It's smart on them, but I also think it could backfire. I mean, we're talking about it, so therefore any PR is good PR, right?
Yeah,
so,
I don't like that they're doing it to try and just sell more.
Yeah, but don't like capitalize, don't like prey on the poor or the vulnerable. Never.
No, but what is breakfast? Like, why can't you
so
eat
I
it for dinner?
I think it's, you can. You can live your life. But I think this is a bit distasteful.
Yeah.
To say that, like, save money, eat us.
Yes.
But also, aren't we all doing that? Isn't Mac has been like cheap change?
No, but you could say, yes, true.
Yeah,
that's what I don't like. But you could say baked beans are also cheap and that's more of a dinner. Have that
You could
bread.
Say like lettuce is cheap. Start eating lettuce.
Is hey, you're vegan people. Like, here we go.
Oh, God.
I went and bought the other day at a big supermarket chain.
Yeah.
Starting with W, the capsicum. Yeah. I bought four capsicum.
$8.40 or something.
It was $18.50 for four.
Mate, you got to look at what you're buying.
I put them
Be
back.
Mindful.
It was just a red capsicum.
One.
Four.
Nah.
Just four of them. $18.50.
Nah.
And I said
to
lady, I called her over. I said, hey, I'm not sure. I said, is this a mistake? She goes, no, it's ridiculous at the moment. I was like, how am I meant to be vegan for? Anyway, she goes to me, go to the market, don't. She goes, I'll take them back.
Go to your local market and stop supporting the
She goes to me, tell you, because Melita asked me to get them. She goes, tell your wife. She goes, tell her that we ran out or something. Cause, and I said,
really?
I said, I was honest. No, I went back. I said, hey, $18.50 for four.
Did the lady at Well, yeah, he stopped telling Josiah to lie to his wife.
I couldn't believe the price.
God. Yeah, wild.
So I understand having breakfast. Okay. Kellogg's for breakfast. There you go.
All right. Well, that's it for this episode. Patty, what's our score? Do we
How do we go
score?
Out of 10? What do we agree on? We agreed on that.
We agreed on that. Yeah.
What do we got? All right. So for the very first one, the vaping, we both agreed ick. So that is one.
What's our tally? Yeah.
The one we agreed.
One. The next one with changing the race swapping characters, you were both
in
the
opposite.
Let's just get a tally. How many points do we agree on?
I reckon we're about five. That's
five out of
guess.
Five.
All right, so are we doing the points out of what you both agreed on?
Yes.
All right, great. One for vaping. We got two for the normalization of alcohol and drug consumption.
Yeah.
We got three for public school funding.
Yeah.
Four for kids obsessed with beauty products. Five for ScoMo and his Taylor Swift referencing. Yeah. Six for Assange. And then we have seven for Kellogg's.
Oh, we did all right.
7 out of 10. Well,
I think
done
like Assange.
To us.
I reckon Assange and that they were like soft yeses.
Hey,
they were soft points.
Yeah, we can meet in the middle on some things.
So I'm going to say that's we're good. Between the 5 and 7 mark.
Okay, great.
Which is about where our podcast sits.
Great.
I thought around the 5 is a good.
Did you what
mark.
What score did you get? Where do you sit at on the Desire Renee radar?
Yeah, what
let
did
us
you
know.
Think? Any of those things, Patty mentioned as well. Do you want us to talk about in greater detail?
Yeah.
Because I can go on
deep
a few
deep dive
tangents.
Into breakfast. I can tell you.
Patty, did well, mate.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Let's save this for part two.
Yeah, great.
Hey, great range of topics as well. We went on a real roller coaster there.
Thank you.
Thanks, Burton.
Thanks so much for listening. We loved having that conversation. Oh, did we? But we do love you guys, our listeners. So please like, subscribe, download that bloody episode.
Yeah, we love your help. It does help us out as well. And you know what? Flick us a message. We've got socials as well. Just search Josiah and Renee or In the Middle of the Podcast.
Absolutely. We'd love to get you involved in our conversations. Until next week when we are back in your ears, don't forget to clean them out because that's gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting. 3 p.m. next Monday. We'll speak to you then.